confused and they ask you, well, what the fuck? Or just amused or you laugh as you say, tough luck. I think I know how you feel when they ask, why not? I think I know, cause I get the same feel you got. We never walk on our candle stays again. Yeah, well, you don't get to screw the man, that's real sad. You put the camera to the night, ain't half bad. Baby, the best of the day is still 10:14.
Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
Hi.
Hey, kids.
Welcome to Tufts Aesthetics, the aesthetic side of learning.
Hello. Oh, hey, kids.
Kevin can hear himself now.
I can.
That internal dialogue. Some call it prayer.
Some call it soliloquy. It's really difficult to discern which one it is, but welcome to the first weekly Tufts Aesthetics.
It's all the same.
Radio show. It really is. So, what we got for the kids today, Helen?
What do we got for the kids? I think you were talking about some updates in the joke market.
Oh, yes, yes. So we do have some updates for the 2016 presidential primaries. As of the South Carolina primary, Joe Bluth has officially dropped out of the running for the Republican primary.
It's true.
His followers now have no B-list magician to follow, so they've decided to try and bring back Mike Huckabee from the dead.
Well, we all know someone who will help with that.
Yes, 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 we do. John Venets.
Also known as
Jonald Brump. So yes. In other news, in the U.S. economy, the month of February has seen an increase of 50,000 jobs. Mm. So unemployment is now at 5%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So what we've got on the menu today, Helen?
A couple songs. I don't know. What do we feel like playing?
What are we feeling like, listeners?
You gotta
channel your energies.
Use that higher level communication.
Yes.
We're listening. We're open. We're ready to receive.
Why don't we throw on some easy listening?
All right.
Maybe some new age jazz.
Do you have a song lined up?
Yeah. Can you play Michael Bublé's White Christmas? Well, one of my favorites of all time. You know, Michael Bublé was actually his real name at birth was actually Michael Bauble. He was named after you know, those trinkets that you hang on Christmas trees.
It's true.
And then at the age of 6, he realized his true calling, which was singing terrible Christmas songs. So his Christmas albums have actually been certified 3 times platinum by the RIAA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really successful, but
And the Vatican.
And the Vatican, yes. The Vatican has certified all of his albums mm-hmm. as 3 times platinum, with his most recent one.
5 out of 5 angels.
Yeah. Also, I mean, I believe he just came out with a new album. It got 9.8 out of 10 on Pitchfork. It was the it was I Wish You a Merry Christmas, Volume 6. Really some great work out there.
The February album.
Yes.
Some
yes,
are calling it. That's the nickname that I hear circulating.
Yeah, it's kind of like you know how the Weezer had the blue album? Well, this one is like the February album.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
It's Christmas in February.
Christmas in February.
Here we go.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and the children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. The snow said, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Tout refleurira, nous reviendrons. Mais en attendant, je suis en peine de quitter la mer et ma maison. Le Mistral va s'habituer à courir sans les voiliers. Et c'est dans ma chevelure ébouriffée qu'il va le plus me manquer. Le soleil, mon grand copain, ne me brûlera que de loin. Croyant que nous sommes ensemble un peu fâchés d'être tous deux séparés. Le train m'emmènera vers l'automne, retrouver la ville sous la pluie. Mon chagrin ne sera pour personne, je le garderai comme un ami. Mais au premier jour d'été, tous les ennuis oubliés, nous reviendrons faire la fête aux crustacés de la plage ensoleillée, de la plage ensoleillée, de la plage ensoleillée.
that how can I rip from my soul? It's back and let the days unwind. Somewhere between now and 1999.
Do you like that?
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
Michael Bublé's White Christmas.
I went to high school with a kid who kind of looked like Michael Bublé.
You went to school with a kid named Michael Bublé who
yep.
sung the song White Christmas and
yep.
became a Billboard Top 40 hit?
Mm-hmm.
Me too. You know, the it's actually very statistically significant, the number of Michael Bublés
mm-hmm.
that have gone on to become, you know, essentially world famous pop stars.
Yeah.
There's at least 6 or 7 of them. It's a very, very, you know, statistically speaking, it's a mathematical anomaly.
Absolutely. I've heard, actually, there's been some genetic studies, and they've tested these different Michael Bublés, and they all seem to have one thing in common. And it's
Which
on
is?
The it's on the 6th chromosome.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling it the Bublé gene.
That is a well-known gene. It was actually mm-hmm. published recently in a study in Nature.
Oh.
The Bublé gene actually codes for an extremely large vocal range
mm-hmm.
and the ability to hit notes that no one has hit before.
Yeah.
Like a C-sharp 7.
And there's also been an unexplained affinity for Christmas. So they've related it kind of vaguely to some activity in the frontal lobe, but nothing significant yet, but there's research being done at MIT.
And certainly, I think part of their success comes from the fact that, you know, the affinity to Christmas really, really brings in a large evangelical mm-hmm. demographic
right.
that listens to their song, so they get this sort of mm-hmm. sort of like boost.
Exactly.
Into from mm-hmm. relative obscurity into you know, worldwide pop
exactly.
stardom.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Really interesting.
Yeah, great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So today on Tufts Aesthetics, we've decided to opt for a different approach to our normal programming. I mean, we
mm-hmm.
you know, as you may already know, Helen and I are recently became interns at NPR, and we're producing our own version of BBC World Service,
mm-hmm.
which is this is our sort of a experimental project, and you know, BBC World Service being the premier news source
mm-hmm.
Next to TMZ.com and PerezHilton.com,
And the Tufts Daily.
And the Tufts Daily. It's really difficult to top that. So we've decided to approach news from a different scope altogether, which is to give you not the news.
Yeah, and it's actually part of our curriculum for the newly announced People Studies major.
Exactly. Yes. Tufts. Which is to be purely opinionated and disseminate false information, which is really, I think, what we're really good at.
I agree. I mean, I can say I was drawn to the department for a number of reasons, but at the heart,
it was really for the lies and blasphemy. Yeah, exactly.
What can I say?
And for those of you who don't know, Helen actually received her PhD from Stanford University back in 2009. in linguistics and essentially papal studies, and so she did her thesis on the on what was it again? It was on the hermeneutics of Pope Benedict XV's third wife. Yeah, she was something else.
It's true.
Very fascinating stuff. It was a New York Times bestseller.
Over in, yeah. Until now, at least, you know. Not exactly. To credit myself too much, but.
So what do we got on the program today? Do we have another? Do you have a PSA coming up?
We can do that PSA, sure.
Should we get a PSA going?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, kids. So, you know, it is now February, and as you know, February is the coldest month of the year, next to July. And so today we're going to give you space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, that means flesh, at least 3 feet away.
Hair is fine.
Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms, or if small children are expected nearby.
Ooh.
A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
You know, fire is a something that I know you had looked at a little bit in some of your studies. Columbia.
Yes. So when I was doing my master's in symbolic systems at Columbia, my thesis was really based around the symbolism of fire and what it means to not only the prehistoric peoples. So we're talking frogs and iguanas, but also their predecessors, the Homo sapiens, and so. And really, we found that fire actually has no meaning at all.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's all a scam.
And what does this mean for the integration of space heaters into society?
Well, it really means that, you know, and this is the conclusion I've drawn, and part of me, because this is obviously, you know, the result of my years of research and studies, that, you know, space heaters are really just, I mean, they're a scam.
Yeah.
Because we all know that jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
I mean, I think we'd all like to know that everyone knows that. But at least in my experience, it's not as widely known as one would think. It's really, I think it once was, but in recent years, it's kind of fallen to the wayside.
Absolutely.
And now we're, you know, grasping fire to put inside our own homes, like in the case of a space heater, and... You know what comes next? There's such a fine line.
In some ways, it could be interpreted as reclaiming our Neolithic identity.
Right.
You know, as cave people,
as fire bearers,
and really, in some ways, that's very.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very Prometheus of us.
That's true, almost Pentecostal.
Almost Pentecostal.
Look at it that way.
Oh, excuse me. We have a caller today.
And what's his name?
This is Miller Schulman talking. Hey, Miller Schulman, you're on air. What's up?
Should we just cut John off?
Yes, I think we should cut John off.
Okay, excellent. Okay. I love cutting John off. That's all I needed to know.
That's great.
We love to give answers here on Tufts Aesthetics.
Bye. That was Miller Schulman, everybody. He was actually a former colleague of mine when we were working postdoctoral, when we were postdoctoral fellows at the Scripps Research Institute, working on problems in evolutionary biology of men named John Venets. It was actually a fascinating study.
Yeah, I heard that his nickname was Lil Opinion.
Yes, yes.
He just has something to say about everything, about every John Venets.
But they were just so tiny, just tiny, tiny little blurbs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no papers came of it, just a lot of commentary.
Yes, yes.
A lot of writing
and a few presentations, but no papers.
I did see his presentation in Montreal at McGill a couple of years ago. But
yeah, that was a good conference.
It was. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we've got a little more music for you guys out there.
Give you a break from all this jargon.
Yeah, yeah, I know we've been very scientific today. We're gonna bring it back down. Helen's got the newest Britney Spears for you, loaded on deck. Mm-hmm. Now that's what I call music. Volume 155 just recently came out, and with that came a sneak peek of the new Britney Spears album. Mm-hmm. Hit Me Baby Two More Times. And that's what we've got for you today. Yep. Exclusive single.
Yep, all right, here we go.
be wrong, 'cause it just feels good being in your arms. And I'm running with you as fast as I can, singing to myself, I wanna hold your hand. And we're going downtown, cause we feel like running around. Suddenly I die, I hope they will say that he was obsessed and it was okay.
Kids.
Hi.
We're back with the new Britney.
Mm-hmm. So this actually is a previously unreleased single. They found it in her archives.
Yeah, yeah. It's they release a new Tupac album every mm-hmm. year.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is like the new, like the post-mortem Britney Spears
yeah,
album.
It's actually it's coming out in correlation with the new David Bowie Instagram installment. So this is actually part of that. David Bowie commissioned this song before
he died.
Oh,
is that a new installment at the ICA?
It is. The Instagram Contemporary Art.
Yeah, I've got to go see that exhibit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah, most people don't know that Britney actually had a lot of unreleased work that's just been sitting around. A lot of, you know, bootlegs, mixtapes, yeah. You know, one-offs.
The early years.
Exactly, yeah.
Much like that.
A lot of demo tapes, actually.
So many. I mean, they actually found that she had a cellar full of them. I mean, they're almost corroded to the point where you can't hear them, but...
I mean, most people didn't know this, but Britney was actually, you know, a hoarder. She was actually featured on an episode of Extreme Hoarders.
Mm-hmm. You just couldn't recognize her behind all the stuff.
Exactly, yeah. Behind the,
They just thought she was a fan.
Yeah, I mean, she just... I remember distinctly. She had so much butter.
Yeah.
It was just like a mountain of butter.
She actually is a redhead, but so much of the butter got into her hair that it actually colored it to the point where it looks blonde.
Yeah, that's kind of like what happened to what's his name, Carrot Top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the famous, yeah, you know, except the opposite. You know, he had so many carrots in his fridge that it kind of just bleeded into his hair.
I mean, it's an effect of hoarding that people don't talk about, but you know, equally important, equally destructive.
So, Brittany, God rest her soul. In other news, we'd like to make a quick tribute and dedication to our recently deceased friend, Madeline Doctor, who used to actually host this radio show with Helen. Since her passing, I've taken that role.
Passing in a metaphorical sense, she's actually
in Scotland.
In the spirit of this show, has become a hermit in Scotland.
Yes. She's become a true ascetic.
It's true. You know, much to her chagrin. But
yeah.
It's funny how these things work out.
Is it chagrin or is it chagrin?
It depends.
It depends if you come from
the north or the south.
That is true. Right. Mm-hmm. Linguistically speaking, I think chagrin was the old way of saying it, and then when there was the north south split.
Yeah.
Back in the early
1950s. Accompanied, you know, the start of the Great Northern Bell Shift.
So. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's when we got the long A's.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Bath.
Yeah, exactly.
And a
return to the roots.
Exactly,
if you will, linguistically.
So Helen, what do we have for the kids today?
What do we have for the kids? Aside from, you know, boundless knowledge, I think I'm going to play Frankie Cosmos.
Move
into something else. Probably Frankie Cosmos.
Yeah, Frankie Cosmos was actually the lead singer of this band called Queen. And most people didn't know that he actually...
Mm-hmm.
He was actually really, really successful.
Uh-huh,
you know,
true.
Like most people know Frankie Cosmos from his solo career as Frankie Cosmos, but he actually sold way more albums when he was part of Queen.
Right, which I think, you know, people know Queen, but they don't really know Queen.
Yes.
You know, thankfully, our friend Miller wrote that illuminating biography last year.
Exactly, yeah. Please check it out. It's a New York Times number one bestseller.
Penguin Classic already.
Penguin Classics, exactly. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll play
so
that.
So here we go, Queen.
Thank you. are howling, way out where the dog is bold. Where spurs are a-jingling, a cowboy is singing this lonesome cattle call. Till his day's work is done, and he rounds up the cattle each fall. Singing his cattle call. For hours he would ride on the range far and wide, when the night winds blow up a swole. His heart is a feather, in all kinds of weather, he sings his cattle call. Sings with an old western drawl. Singing his cattle call.
Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. Pretend it all the time, yeah. Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But just maybe like a ukulele, mama made a baby. Really don't mind the practice, cause you're my little lady. Lady, lady, love me, cause I love to lay you lazy. We could close the curtains, pretend like